And now to the Space Shuttle Endeavour. It is safely back on the ground at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Here's the landing.
Houston, Endeavour, we'll stop.
Roger, we'll stop, Endeavour. Congratulations, welcome home. You've given a new meaning to higher education.
And that, of course, a reference to the teacher-turned-astronaut Barbara Morgan. She was on board for her first flight. The landing went smoothly. Pat Duggins, who covers space for NPR and WMFE in Orlando, joins us from the Kennedy Space Center. Pat, things seemed to go pretty much perfectly, I guess. Earlier today on Morning Edition, I heard you talking about concern over crosswinds, but what, they dissipated?
They dissipated, but they did perk up a little bit at the very last moment, Alex. But the situation was not as bad as what they had back during 1991 with Space Shuttle Discovery, where they basically were pushed off the glide path a little bit, and they came down pretty hard on a set of their main landing gear and shredded the belts of the tires. Nothing like that for Endeavour. Everything was just fine today, but as you can imagine, a lot of attention is probably being paid at this very moment to those two damaged heat tiles.
Right. That was the anxiety, the tiles that were gouged during the launch, and there was talk about going out to repair them. They didn't do that. They came home without it. So they did hold up during the landing.
Absolutely. Now, we have to check very closely to make sure there was no kind of a burn through. The spot on the underside of the right-hand wing on the belly of the shuttle basically didn't have any control cables or electronics or any support structures in there. So even if there was a burn through, it wouldn't have damaged the shuttle anyway. The only concern that would have been is if they have to do extensive repairs to the spacecraft now, that might impact next year's flight schedule. We don't even know that's the situation. They're going to go. They're going to examine that area. It may be something as simple as replacing the two tiles, or if it's a little bit worse, they may have to do some structural repair on the shuttle. But at this point, the shuttle looks okay.
Well, it looks okay, but, you know, these launches with damage from the foam is just a recurring problem there. What's NASA going to do to fix this if they're still talking about trying to schedule new launches?
Well, they want to launch the very next shuttle in October. Now, the problem is that the area on the tank that lost foam is covered by a bracket. It's a long fuel line on the outside of the tank. They think they've got a solution to it. It's a new bracket made out of titanium, but the way everything is coming together, three shuttles are going to have to launch between now and when that bracket is available. So what they have to do now is either stop launching altogether or come up with some kind of a stopgap inspection plan that's going to be able to help them spot that ice so that when Endeavour launches Discovery launches in October, it goes off safely.
So when are they going to announce that? I mean, what are they going to decide here?
They're going to look at it, and they have to decide pretty quickly because they've got like maybe a short window of time to get Discovery off before there's another shuttle that's scheduled to go in December. So either they're going to halt the launches or they're going to figure out some way to send out ice inspection teams to find any potential ice problems and avoid situations like this in the future.
Reporter Pat Duggins with us from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Pat, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.